I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass. We're making sure that everything comes off just perfect for you on this Monday, the 8th of December, 2014. Hope you had a great weekend and looking forward to a very productive week. We are coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We have live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Our podcasts and our complete show archive available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. During the noon hour on this Monday afternoon, we begin, as we do each Monday, with our Monday political face-off. At 12:30, we will be talking with comet discoverer Dr. David Levy. Then we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Wildcat sports contributor Anthony Jimeno talking about what's next for the Wildcat football team after that very disappointing outing Friday night in Santa Clara. The Buckmaster Show live line open for you anytime during the hour. Join us at 790-2040, and if you can also join us on our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster. Our Monday political face-off features today John Munger. Mr. Munger, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor, and attorney Vince Robigo, longtime Democrat Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate, and head of the Hispanic Caucus of the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Their first ever inventory sale, 25 to 75% off, now underway. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Vince and John, how was the weekend other than the ball game Friday night?
Well, it was wonderful, and the ball game Saturday was wonderful, the way the ball basketball game.
The basketball
game.
We
needed that.
Yes,
pulling
yes.
out the game, the win there in overtime against Gonzaga.
They're a good team, too.
Mm-hmm. Nice win there to help us sort of heal the wounds from Friday night up there in the Bay Area. But, you know, we still back the Cats. It was a tough loss. They were prepared. They played like the
Oregon
did. Oregon
did. Oh,
they were prepared. They played like the ranking that they have, and they were ready for our efforts to throw them off their game. And so it was a tough loss, but we're going to bounce back from it.
Yeah. And our quarterback just didn't really feel that great. I mean, he'd had all these problems with the ankle.
Yeah.
And
Jesse Scroggins played pretty well.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Thought he did.
We also have to think about it. Look at, you know, we have freshmen playing against, you know, these guys that's likely Heisman, you know, candidate.
Mm-hmm. And Marriott is just incredible.
The reality is when we beat them, and this whole season, and this I think is one of the reasons Coach Rodriguez has got the award that he did, is that he took a team that wasn't supposed to be where it is in terms of the wins and the great record we compiled.
Hey, we're 10th in the country.
Yeah, and everyone played to their best of their talent, so they're doing great,
and
they deserve the kudos for a great season.
Our friend Tim Steller, who is a columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, Tim was on the show here with me on Friday, had an interesting column, John and Vince, about cutting Arizona's spending. Tim contends, after talking to three economists, that cutting the spending won't necessarily boost our economic growth. And, John, we are facing about $1 billion deficit for the lawmakers as we get ready to open a session in January.
That's right. You know, I remember about 6 months ago we had a $500 million excess, and I remember the Democrats and Vince here was telling me, oh, we need to spend that on schools. We need to spend it. And now, of course, we got a deficit. Thank God we didn't spend it, or we'd be worse. Look, what people need to recognize is we're competing with for business with states that have no income taxes. Florida, Texas, a number of other states.
Nevada.
And we need to keep our taxes low in order to draw jobs here. And this is not a matter of a government that is stripped down to the bare minimum. We have government entities regulating every single business out there. Barbers are regulated. Hairdressers are regulated. The government spends money on all those programs. we need to make choices, and we need to make sure that our government is efficient. And anybody thinks that our state government is very efficient is just mistaken. We need to keep our taxes low, lower them further if we can. That's the only way that you're going to be able to create an atmosphere that's competitive with the states that are bringing in those big companies that create the big, well-paying jobs.
So John is contending cut taxes even further if possible.
You know, the reality is John and these tax cut heads, I'll call them, live in a world of mythology. Since 1991, it hasn't been since 1991 that we had a tax rate that was higher than the national average on most of all the different types of taxes we have. Since 1991, we've cut over probably about $3.5 billion in taxes. So we're talking, you know, what, 25 years, a quarter century. We have more recent examples like Kansas, which essentially, you know, talk about a tax-free zone, and it's devastated Kansas. So they live in the world of Oz. When you're talking about these sorts of, look, we got to keep cutting. It hasn't worked. It doesn't work. It's a good campaign slogan. And for Republicans, it gets more Republicans elected when there's more Republicans that are out there voting. But the fact is, it doesn't work. It's not a mathematical equation the way John likes to present it. Like, you cut taxes, cut spending, therefore we grow and everything's fine. And although
you're saying it hasn't
it
worked,
hasn't,
in this state.
We know the facts. The facts are that it hasn't worked in 25 years. The facts are that we have low tax rates. The facts are, you look at Boeing, just last week went from a no-tax state in Washington, sent 1,000 jobs to California. You have other examples that are the opposite, where you'll have jobs going from a higher tax state to a lower tax state. The reality is, businesses are looking for good workforces where there's going to be an educated population and workforce that they can grow from. We do not have that because we in Arizona, and I mean the royal we in terms of our legislature, those that have been elected, that have been leading the pack, and this is the GOP since they are in charge. So this is not partisan, but they are in charge, so the buck stops there. They've been cutting, well, partisan in the sense that you know, the buck stops with those who are in power, and you are in power and have been. Well, and the reality, let me finish this last point, and then I'll let you explain what you think is the difference. At the end of the day, look at our educational system. The courts have ruled they've been shortchanging our children. And when I said a few months back we need to spend the money, I didn't say spend any reserves. What I said is we need to spend the money, and if that means they need to go raise revenues, they need to do that to meet their obligations. But they don't value education, and we're not getting the jobs despite our low tax rate
all
after 25 years.
Well, here's John Munger.
Well, reality is that because we've kept relatively low tax rates, Arizona today has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, number one. So it does work. Number two, the amount of money that the state spends every year has continued to rise. It's not like we are cutting our spending. The revenues come in, more and more revenues are spent every single year. So the public should not misunderstand that over a period of time, our revenues have increased every year. We are spending more each year, generally, except in the depths of the recession. We are spending more each year than we did last year. So we are not cutting government spending. We have a deficit this year. We need to handle it. Now, if cutting taxes doesn't work, why is Democratic Governor Cuomo in New York, we all see it on television, setting up all these tax-free zones? Come to New York and you don't get taxed on anything. That's what we're competing with, is states that are doing that either on a partial basis like New York, or completely like in Texas, which has the greatest growth rate in the country.
But brought up Kansas and Governor Brown.
Kansas is a totally different enterprise, but you can't
why?
Because they have a They're in a totally different place in the country, Vince. But
so is New York? You just used New York. Yeah, they're in a totally different place. So why is it okay to use New York?
Why is Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, saying he's going to cut taxes throughout the state of New York? Let me just finish my point. We've got a low unemployment rate relative to other states. We are increasing our spending every year at the state level. And you are talking about what average states are. You know, I told my kids when they were growing up, don't come home with average grades. I don't expect you to be average. I'm not raising you to be average. I don't want Arizona to be average. I want Arizona to be something special. And I want Arizona to compete head-to-head with the most productive states in the country, including Texas and Florida.
All right, now it's your turn, Vince.
The reality is John doesn't know what the employment rate is in New York. John doesn't know what the tax situation is in New York, other than the soundbite that he's just presented to us from a governor in New York. He doesn't want to talk about the real-world examples.
Works in New York.
All we see is we see the real examples of Arizona. We don't need to go to New York. We can stay within the boundaries of our own state. The last 25 years have not proved what the GOP platform claims works with this Laffer curve and the supply side trickle down economics has not worked here.
That's why we have the lowest unemployment, one of the lowest unemployment rates, and we have rising revenues in the state. Is that right?
Well, so you're saying we're okay?
I'm saying that we are doing better states that keep raising taxes.
We have $1 billion deficit.
You guys' answer to every problem is raise taxes and spend more.
All right, and on that note, we're going to have to take a break right here. The first break of the Monday Political Face-Off, Vince Robago and John Munger with us. Vince, you'll be up first when we come back from the break because John made a point there, and I know you want to follow up on it right after the break on The Buckmaster Show. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Do you have uninvited, annoying house guests even before the holidays? Five Star Termite and Pest Control has several options to deal with that inconvenience. Our General Pest Control Division has a cornucopia of service options available to remove these embarrassing invaders from your home. And remember, we are talking about annoying house guests with six or more legs, not your obnoxious drunk uncle. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com. We know what
bugs you. Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Interfaith Community Services, Kids in Need, and others. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook. Vince Robigo and John Munger are our face-off commentators this week. Vince, you're up to the plate. I didn't give you a chance to respond to John, and the reason is, as you know, we needed to hear about Moe's and our fine sponsors. Now it's your turn.
Well, that's great, because we do need to support our sponsors. That's what keeps this free debate going.
It does,
and
yes.
It's important to do that.
That's right.
You know, John said a couple things, and let me just focus on a few of them. Number one, you know, he trots out the old, dog-eared liberal, just want to tax and spend. That's all you ever come up with. Well, what has been done here in the last 25 years? Not that. We just explained.
Oh, that's what you guys want. That's why you don't get elected.
But listen. What has been done is cutting taxes, and then when the worst, the recession and the mortgage crisis hit, did we raise taxes? No, we cut more and we cut spending. So let me go into the second part of what John said. John falsely claimed we don't have any spending cuts. We haven't cut spending in Arizona. That's false. I can go back and look up April 2nd, 2011. Arizona Central budget, Arizona lawmakers, I'm reading the headline from the Arizona Central, 2011, Arizona lawmakers approve $1.1 billion in budget cuts to the state government, not to mention shifting other expenses to the local governments. Yeah,
so he just, earlier,
just a moment ago, John Munger, you just stated that we don't have any spending cuts. We haven't cut spending. That's false.
No, I didn't say that.
You did say that.
He did say other than the depths of the recession.
Other than the depths of the recession. And Vince, what I said, Vince,
you said we haven't cut spending, you said.
Our spending has increased.
Facts heard.
Over a period of time, it has increased. We're spending more this year than we spent last year. Now we have a budget deficit. We're going to have to fix that.
The reality is...
But we're spending more every year.
The reality is, number one, our population is growing more every year, and the Republicans seem to pretend like we don't have people that live here, that we don't have people that move here, that we don't have babies that are born here. But the reality is, we do.
Our revenues are going up commensurate with that, Vince.
Education cuts, for example, we were the third deepest spending cuts in the nation, were made here in Arizona to our educational system. Last time around, I think it was almost $250 million were cut from our schools.
And we're paying the piper, you're contending.
And we are paying the piper when it comes to jobs. If you want jobs, we need to fund education, and they need to stop treating revenues like it's a four-letter word. We have so many tax loopholes where corporate cronies of those in power have gotten tax loopholes, and they do not want to touch them and rein in these tax giveaways to out-of-state corporations that could otherwise help fund our state. They just want to stay on the mantra of cut taxes, cut spending, cut taxes, cut spending. It hasn't worked for 25 years. Show me why it hasn't worked.
Yes, we have increased the amount of spending in the state over a period of time, virtually every year except in the depths of the recession. We have maintained or cut our tax rates because, number one, our revenues continue to rise, our total revenues continue to rise, and our spending continues to rise, and commensurate with the growth in the state. And number two, we are competing for business and jobs with states that have no income taxes. The argument that whether we're average or not with states that have taxes is irrelevant. That we are not competing to be average. We're competing to be the best. We're competing with states like Texas and Nevada and Florida that have no income taxes. I'm not suggesting that we have no income taxes, but we've got to keep them as low as we can keep them, Vince. And if cutting taxes is not a good idea, why are liberals like Cuomo in New York saying, well, we're going to have all of these tax-free zones. We're going to cut taxes. Come to New York. He's bragging about all the companies he's getting in that come to New York because they've cut taxes. If it doesn't work, why is he doing it?
All right, Vince.
The reality is I'll say one thing.
Okay, and then this, I want to take a call.
Oh, go ahead. Well, you want to take the call first?
Why don't you make your point real quick?
We're not in New York. We don't have to go keep talking about what some politician in New York is talking about, their taxes and trying to lure businesses there. We've got a serious problem here because all we've got is a tax and cut mentality for the last 25 years. And the reality is we are not first in education. And we are not first in job growth. We do not have all the companies in the world beating down our doors, and it's not working because the GOP tax cut mentality doesn't prove true, hasn't worked here. They can't prove it true. It sounds good in campaigning, but we got to get down to reality.
Why then do we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state?
Let's take
in the
call.
Country.
Let's
hide the national average on that, John.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. David, you're with Vince and John. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to, first of all, I'm independent politically. Here's the reason why. Republicans, they always want to cut taxes. Okay. Well, they want the population growth, okay? Republicans always want more people to move here, and that's the very thing that creates more demands for services from the government. The government has to grow bigger, spend more money, and raise taxes.
The government is growing bigger. It is spending more money.
Yeah, because of population growth.
And that's right.
They want the population growth, yet they always claim we're cutting spending and cutting taxes, and yet they support more people moving here, which is the very thing that drives spending and your taxes up. More people require more services from the government.
Our government expenditures are rising commensurate with that.
Yeah, because of the population growth.
Well, okay, then the population growth is covered.
Vince, would you like to add anything to
that? I think he's hit upon what the caller's saying, and he could correct me if I'm wrong, because I think he's still on the line. I think he's saying, I mean, and certainly, you know, in terms of who's in charge, Republicans have been in charge. So let's not cover up who we're talking about here. Irrespective of his party, we know that Republicans have been in charge. And in this particular state, I think what he's talking about is there's a hypocrisy, because they're saying we want to draw more jobs here. And more population comes, and therefore you need to spend more because you need to have more roads, you need more schools, you need more police officers.
And we are spending more.
Yeah, but what he's saying is they don't want to accept the other half of the equation. You do have to have some sort of tax base to bolster that, to support that. Is that if that's what I understood? To cover the services.
And our revenues continue to increase, and our spending has continued to increase to account for that. That's why we have more spending going on in the state over a period of time than we had in prior years.
Okay, I think we're going to have to wrap that up. We're going to wrap up the Monday Political Face-Off with John Munger and Vince Robigo. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. Hope you both have a great and a very productive week. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Same to you, John, and to you, Vince. Thanks. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Since 1985, Moe and his family have taken care of all of our custom frame mirror needs, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services. They'll do it all for you. Remember, the first ever inventory sale, up to 75% off over at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Coming up after the break, world-renowned comet discoverer. He's always fun to talk to, Dr. David Levy, on the Buckmaster Show.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
So what's going on here?
Oh, that's George Bailey, a man who can't find a decent mechanic. Take a look.
Mr. Potter, I'm really stuck here. Well, what's this going to cost me?
Well, look at you, George, a miserable little clerk coming in here begging on your knees, expecting a good deal. Well, as the owner of Potter's Automotive, you need new brakes, a new drive shaft, new motor mounts, and a timing belt. You know, George, your car's worth more dead than alive.
Oh, that's fine, George. Run, run. Hey, you won't find a better mechanic in this town, George.
And who are you?
I'm your guardian angel. Take your car to Perfection Auto Works.
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, someone gets their car fixed right at Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, you're right, Zuzu. Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. A Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a wonderful New Year.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Are you looking for a fantastic auto mechanic? Mike Emery and his team over at Perfection Auto Works, Midtown location, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. Check it out, perfectionautoworks.com. I've been over there. Great operation. Take care of all of your foreign and domestic car needs. Mike has a terrific group of mechanics at Perfection Auto Works. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, on our live line, Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, having discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. He's an Emmy Award-winning writer and author and editor of 35 books and other products. And yesterday was a big day for David, his 49th anniversary of searching for comets. David Levy, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. And it's good to hear your voice again, Bill.
Well, thank you very much.
You and all of our listeners a very happy holidays.
Well, David, what was the event 49 years ago on December 7th, the 49 years ago, that triggered the search?
Actually, the event, just a minor correction, is that the event is going to take place, not today, but on December the 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong date. 17th. Okay.
That's okay. But on December the 17th, 1965, I began my search for comets. So next week it'll be the 49th anniversary, which means that next year it'll be the 50th, 50 years.
Why does a young person suddenly start searching for comets?
I don't really know. I had heard about the discovery by Akea and Secchi of that great comet of 1965. I had been thinking about doing something that would be very hard and very difficult and possibly lasting a lifetime. And the idea came for me to start a comet search, a telescopic comet search, while I was walking to school one day. And it was really that simple. And I started it on the 17th of December. 5 years later, I wrote these words in a small magazine article: "Comet hunting has attracted the fancies of many people, including William Brooks, who in the late 19th century hunted in his yard with a 9-inch refractor and picked up over 20 comets. Charles Messier, better known for his non-comets. Leslie C. Peltier, who between 1925 and 1954 gathered 12 comets and an assortment of novae. And David H. Levy, who between 1965 and 1970 has found nothing." Absolutely.
That was my next question. What was the first comet? When was that?
That was not until 1984, 19 years later after I started.
Well, you certainly have the persistence to keep it up, and of course you're looking for the even two dozen any day now, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know, Bill. I've been thinking that, I might have been there and done that, because it is partly my own fault, because after Shoemaker-Levy 9 collided with Jupiter, they've gotten so good at finding comets when they're still faint, there really is nothing left for me to find. But I'm still doing it, and I'm still I'm still hoping to catch maybe another one.
David, I want to promote something that I think our listeners would be interested in. Tonight you're speaking at the Stewart Observatory on the UA campus?
Yes, I am. It's tonight. It's just a few hours away. Admission is free. It's at the Stewart Observatory building in the main lecture theater there. And it'll be at 7:30 tonight, and the topic that I'm going to be talking on is A Night Watchman's Journey. There will be a book signing after the session, but the admission is free, and I'd like to invite all your listeners to come for a fun evening of astronomy in the night sky, and I'm really looking forward to that.
You had quite an experience on this recent trip to London, correct?
Yes, I did. I actually met Jonathan Tennyson. He is a... Does that name ring a bell at all, Bill?
Slightly.
Yeah. Okay, most people say it rings a bell.
Lord Tennyson.
And that's true. It turns out that Jonathan Tennyson, he's an astrophysicist, but he has a great-great-grandfather who was a famous poet in the Victorian era, Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I was writing to the man, he was telling me that Tennyson has cast a long shadow over the generations. And that he wanted to be an astrophysicist partly to stay as far away from poetry as possible. But when I got into his office, I saw these words on the wall, framed. There rolls the deep where grew the tree. O earth, what changes hast thou seen? There where the long street roars hath been the stillness of the central sea. The hills are shadows, and they flow from form to form, and nothing stands. They melt like mists, the solid lands, like clouds. They shape themselves and go. You can almost feel that you're out at sea here in a boat rolling with the waves, thinking of how the earth has changed over the years all by itself.
Oh, that must have been really thrilling to meet Mr. Tennyson.
You don't know what a pleasure it is to be able to meet a live descendant of a poem, of a poet that you have admired all your life, and I got to do that just a month ago when I was in Europe. It was just an incredible thing to do. We had a wonderful conversation and a good time. The only thing at the end was that he wanted to show me Jeremy Bentham, who was the founder of the university at which he works, and I thought it would just be a picture, would be fine. It turned out there's a glass case with a skeleton inside with hay surrounding it, and clothing on the on top of the hay, so, and there he was, Jeremy Bentham. That gave me the willies, Bill. Other than that, it was a wonderful visit.
David Levy with us, Dr. David Levy. Looking to the sky, we have the Geminid meteors this week.
Yes, we certainly do. It'll be on the night of the 13th and on the 14th, and... excuse me, sorry. It should be a good night because the moon will be at its last quarter phase, and I'm looking forward to seeing lots of meteors and possibly even photographing one.
Take a little sip of water there, David, while I ask you to tell us about Orion. Hello?
Orion. A wonderful, wonderful constellation just coming up now. It is by far the easiest constellation in the sky to see. Just go outside and look for the three stars in the belt as they rise. And as Robert Frost used to say, there's Orion rising, throwing a leg over the fence as he comes up in the southeastern sky. It's a beautiful thing, and we'll be seeing that tonight as it comes up in the early evening.
Whenever I see Orion, I always think of Christmas. It's so predominant there as it comes up in our eastern horizon. It just always reminds me of the Christmas season. And speaking of Christmas, of course, people like to refer to the Christmas star.
Yes, it does. In fact, Wendy, my wife, and I have just watched last night a program about what the Christmas star could be. And it was interesting, although I believe that the Christmas star was the a conjunction of Jupiter and Venus that took place. You know, they said they saw the star in the east, Bill. But that could mean while they were in the east and that the star, which was Jupiter and Venus, so close together that they looked like one star, setting in the western sky and directing their journey to the west towards Bethlehem.
Yeah, it could be.
And that's what I think the Christmas star was, but who knows? It's a long time ago.
All right. David Levy, my very best to you and your lovely wife, Wendy, as we begin the Christmas and Hanukkah season coming up. Hanukkah, I believe, begins next week. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it does. Yes. It's starting. We love Hanukkah because we get to call our grandchildren every night and sing the blessings with them.
David, the very best to you. Thank you, sir, very
much. And to you, too. Thanks
all right. Dr. David Levy with us on The Buckmaster Show. And up next, Anthony Jimeno is going to tell us what happened to the Wildcats on Friday night. That's next on The Buckmaster Show. Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Looking to do some last-minute Christmas shopping? Head over to Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson, for the big holiday fair at the old post office in historic Silver City. Be a great weekend outing. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, many great places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat, and there are many things to do besides shopping, like hiking the Gila National Wilderness. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Anthony Jimeno, sports journalist who has spent much of the past two decades covering UA athletics, including covering the football beat for the Arizona Daily Star and TucsonCitizen.com, most recently providing sports content for KOLD.com. And he has co-written a new book on Arizona basketball, 100 Things Arizona Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. He's also the host of the Wildcats basketball pre- and post-game shows on AM 1290. Anthony, how are you?
Busy, apparently. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing very well, but I'm a little bit baffled, as are all Wildcat fans. And I know you have probably been asked 10 million times since Friday night, what happened to the Wildcats?
That's I guess that is the million-dollar question. They've had the blueprint to beat Oregon, but having the blueprint and being allowed to follow it are two different things. And Oregon was just, it's always about how you play that day. And Oregon on Friday night was just so much better. They didn't allow Arizona to get their running game going, so Arizona couldn't get any first downs. They couldn't possess the ball and keep that ball away from Marcus Mariota and the Oregon offense. They didn't convert third downs. They didn't prevent Oregon's big plays. Everything that Arizona had done well at beating Oregon in the past two games just fell apart. And the bulk of that credit has to go to Oregon. Man for man, they're a better team than Arizona. There's a reason why they had been favored by 3 touchdowns or so to win the previous two games, and even by 2 touchdowns on Friday night. They're just, right now, they're a better team. And they decided to act like it on Friday night. And Arizona just, if they could have made a play or two early and kept it close, things may have been a little different. I'm not sure anything would have changed the outcome. But when Arizona couldn't hang after about a quarter and a half, when you play Oregon, things have a way of just going sideways and then absolutely off the cliff. And that's what happened.
Well, we certainly had our opportunities at the beginning of the game. The defense held Oregon to 2 initial field goals, mm-hmm. making the game 6-0. There was, I believe, a third field goal try that was wide right, I think it was. And so we had the game there at 6-0. Certainly that was a turning point when we couldn't seem to get anything going that next series.
Yeah, when it was, the Oregon comes down, they make it 3-0, but that was okay because looked like on that first drive, Oregon was going to score a touchdown. So 3-0's fine, and Arizona has to, they fumble on the kickoff, and you're like, oh, no, it's a super disaster, but Arizona holds them to a field goal, so it's only 6-0.
And that kind of goes back and forth, you know, back and forth a little bit. Arizona gets a fourth down stop. They miss a field goal. But I think there were six consecutive possessions where Arizona just went three and out. They couldn't even get a first down. And, again, if they had made a play somewhere along there, it would have made it at least a little more interesting. And then you never know, because all you want to do as underdog is hang around, and then kind of make a play at the end. But by the middle of the second quarter or so, and then Oregon added on a late touchdown and field goal before halftime, by then it was kind of too late. And then Anu Solomon wasn't able to play in the second half because of his ankle, and that what we all saw was that it just got worse from there.
I think now everyone is looking ahead, of course, to the Fiesta Bowl. I'm surprised that we did manage to stay within that kind of, I get, what do they call that, the access bowls, where you get the top six bowls.
Yeah, it's kind of a brave new world. There's really a top six. And among those top six, every year they will rotate. Two of those bowls will host the national semifinals, leaving eight teams to fill the other four big bowls. And this year those are the Cotton, the Peach, the Fiesta, and the Orange. So geographically, the Fiesta obviously makes a lot of sense. The Cotton was kind of in play a little bit because that would make some sense as well. But the good news for Arizona was that there weren't a lot of upsets on Saturday, because some of those teams behind Arizona could have leapfrogged the Wildcats into that into the high enough rankings from the bowl selection committee and pushed Arizona down. But basically, it kind of all went according to form. So although Arizona dropped from 7 to 10 after their big loss, the committee is bound to take those teams in their ranking. You know, they kind of follow the order. So they couldn't have bypassed Arizona at number 10 and picked LSU or Wisconsin, who were further down the ranking.
So how do you like, Anthony Jimeno, the matchup with Boise State?
Well, I think for Arizona, it's probably good. I think I've heard from some people who want to face like the power conference team. They did want to face maybe like a TCU or a Mississippi or a team from the Big Ten, something like that, a Michigan State. But this gives Arizona a better chance to win. First of all, they're a slight favorite in the game, about a 4-point favorite to start. Boise is very good, very talented. They have a running back named Jay Ajayi, who's very prolific. I think he scored about 25 touchdowns this season. But Boise State isn't that big, big physical team that sometimes will give Arizona difficulties, like we saw with UCLA, Washington. Oregon itself is pretty big and super athletic along the front, which gave Arizona issues. Boise is, while they're very good, they're not that team. So I think matchup-wise, it's pretty good, especially if the 3.5 weeks between games lets Anu Solomon's ankle get a lot healthier.
Well, the last time Arizona was in the Fiesta Bowl, I was at that game. That was probably one of the greatest victories in Arizona history up to that time. Maybe I think it still is the shutout, certainly, of a highly ranked Miami Hurricane team.
29-0 over Miami. It was the culmination of what at the time was certainly one of the greatest seasons in Arizona history. They finished 10-2. Yeah, I was at that game, covered that game, and, you know, Miami at the time was still, they were beginning to decline, but they still had that name brand of Miami, and Arizona was really out to get the Hurricanes because Miami had come to Tucson back in 91 and embarrassed Arizona pretty badly, and then in 92 there was that great game in South Florida where Miami won 8-7, and Arizona, as a 4-touchdown underdog, missed a field goal at the end that could have pulled off one of the great upsets in college football history. So the third time around, those guys, those Arizona guys who had lived through that, really wanted a piece of Miami. And to get the shutout was just the cherry on top. I remember Rob Waldrop, who was their All-American defensive lineman at the time, telling me that by middle of the fourth quarter, the coaches had put in all the backup defensive guys. But there was no way. I mean, those frontline starters, they were not going to give up that shutout. And Rob was telling me that, like, everybody was huddled around the defensive coordinator. And if Miami had gotten across midfield,
yeah,
the starters were just going to rush on the field and go out there and stop them anyway. We're not going to give up any points to Miami that day.
All right. Anthony Jimeno, thank you very much. We'll look for your work at KOLD.com. And, of course, at 1290 a.m. doing the pre- and post-game basketball shows for the Wildcats. Thanks, Anthony.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Anthony Jimeno with us on the Buckmaster Show, talking about Wildcat sports, and there's certainly a lot to look forward to for the Wildcats basketball and still some football. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by our friends at Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Want to tell you and promote our local talk shows for Tucson at 4 to 5 today with Mike Shaw, then Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe from 6 to 8, the Daily Double with the recent birthday boy, Christy Simone, from 8 to 9. Ed Alexander will be back bright and early with the guys in the morning and with me at 12:04 tomorrow. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.